Good morning and welcome to the Code Enforcement Board meeting for Wednesday, December 4th, 2019. We will call the meeting to order. Please make sure that your pagers and your phones, if anybody still has pagers, are off completely during the meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have the roll call, please?
Mr. Dodzik.
Here.
Mr. Carruth.
Here.
Mayor Nets. Mr. Nets. Mr. Mugford.
Here.
Mr. Roberts.
Here.
Mr. Arcimone.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the November 6th, 2019 meeting minutes?
So moved. Second.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the meetings of November 6th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Are there any disclosures of ex parte communications?
None here.
There be none. At this time, we're going to swear in staff, and anybody who will be speaking today, you'll be sworn in for this meeting. Please stand.
If you think you might speak, go ahead and get sworn in. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you. You'll notice up on the monitors that there are a list of withdrawn cases. If your name is up there, that case will not be heard today. There's also some continued cases that are also up there that will not be heard. We'll start our meeting with the first case of AI 24, which is case number 20190811101, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Ryan W. Ackerman, Life Estate, 23 Radium Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Code Officer Risch for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and are present. Entering into evidence, the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Notices were issued on August 23rd, 16, June 26, 17, June 4th, 18, July 11th, 19th, 19. Those cases were corrected and the cases were closed. A current notice was issued on the 16th of August, 2019, giving 30 minutes to comply. Reinspection was conducted that same day and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 2nd of December, 19, and the property has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for this same violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, he's requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $5,350.
Is there a representative for the Ryan W. Ackerman Life Estate? Present. Please come forward, please. Please state your name and your address, sir.
Ryan William Ackerman, 23 Radium Lane.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to this, sir?
Guilty as charged. You know, the pictures are there. But the only thing is that when this violation occurred, the last one, I was up in my berth in Michigan. And I usually have my neighbors cut the lawn. And they didn't, and I also had to make an appointment to go to South Florida for a skin cancer treatment. So in between and such, it happened, and I went a little too far, but I do have it corrected now.
Okay. And you're going to continue to keep the lawn cut?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
When do I pay the fine? At what time?
If you could talk to the gentleman right there in the middle with the glasses on. Or there you go. One of the supervisors over there. There okay. you go. Right over there. Okay. Speak to that man right there.
Thank you very much.
Our next case is AI 51. The case number 20190702 82. It's a repeat case. City of Palm Coast versus John and Doreen Lozano, 241 Pine Grove Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district. Good morning.
Morning. I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and are present. I'm entering into evidence the city composite one proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the condition on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the third day of August 2017. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat two was written on the 10th of July 2019, given 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of July 10th, 2019 to July 15th, 2019, in compliance on July 16th, 2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on July 16th, 2019, and the violation has been corrected. I did not inspect on the 11th day of July, so therefore I did not fine him for that day. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $150 a day for 5 days, in violation for a total of $750, plus an administration cost of $70 to the city.
Is John or Doreen Lozano present?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name and your address, sir.
John Lozano, 241 Pine Grove.
And what do you have to say in reference to this, sir?
Well, I run a party rental business, and I do load stuff, you know, in from the house into the trailer. I did pick up the trailer from the storage, and I was loading items. I don't keep the door open where you can see everything, because I was probably inside doing something. That's why you see everything is closed. I did not park there just to sit there, you know, for the day. I did not do that. So, and then the repeat violation, it was from my trailer being vandalized to a storage unit. This is from, you know, 2 years ago. That's the only reason why I'm back here, you know, being a second violation. So,
are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of $150 per day times 5 days, plus administrative costs in the amount of $70.50?
$70.
$70. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that's all those opposed? Aye. So ordered. Thank you, sir. Our next case will be AI 37. Case number 20190703 49, the City of Palm Coast versus William B. and Carol Earl, 6 Cimarron Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat or trailer or RV. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, a responding managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present. I'm entering the evidence, deceased composite, proven proper service, long photographs taken to depict the conditions and the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the third day of July, 2019, given 2 days to comply. I reinspected the property on July 10th, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were filed in all cases. I have a list of reinspection dates on 7/17/2019, 7/22/2019, 7/29/2019, 8/12/2019. I did recheck the property on the 8th day of September before code board, and the property was in correction. This is the first notice given for the same violation of property or property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Is William B. or Carol Earl present? Come forward, please. Please state your name and the address.
Good morning. I'm not Carol Earl. I'm actually the renter there. I have a letter from them. They're about 4 hours away to represent. I'm hoping that's okay. I am the renter there. But my name is Sean Cassidy-Ball at 6 Cimarron Drive.
And what do you have to say in reference to the case?
I can only plead ignorance. I rent there. I'm 2 weeks in town, 2 weeks in Tennessee. I really didn't know. You know, I know apparently there was a notification left on our garage. I don't know if that's during the time I was traveling, but when Mrs. Earl reached out to me and told me, that's when we did every step necessary to...
Is the trailer out of there now?
It is out of there. We've got a storage unit.
It is. Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Our next case is AI 44, case number 2019-071185. The City of Palm Coast versus Natalie P. Bryant, 146 London Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in the swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, a responding or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present. I'm entering into evidence, city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken to depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 18th day of July 2019, given 7 days to comply. I reinspected the property on July 25th, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I have a list of reinspection dates on 8/1/2019, 8/8/2019, 8/15/2019, 8/30/2019, 9/12/2019, 10/3/2019. I rechecked the property before code board on the 14th day of November 2019, and the violation had been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of the property and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Is Natalie P. Bryant present? Please state your name and your address.
Natalie P. Bryant, 146 London Drive.
What do you have to say in reference to this?
I have a grandson that comes in and out from college from Tallahassee, and he parks there. I used to park a tracker there, a truck, like maybe a year or two or so ago, and I never had a problem. But I have corrected the problem since the notification.
That's what we want to hear. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 34. Number 2019-060970, the City of Palm Coast versus Benjamin L. Sr., and Sarah C. Wedby, 8 Burgundy Place, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-33B, parking in the swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, responding or managing agent is notified of this hearing and are not in our present. I'm entering the evidence seized composite proven proper service along with photographs taken depicting conditions and the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 27th day of June 2019, given 7 days to comply. I reinspected the property on July 11, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A list of reinspection dates were on 7/18 of 2019, 7/25 of 2019, August 1st of 2019, August 15th of 2019, October 10th of 2019, October 24th of 2019. I rechecked the property before Code Board on November 7th, 2019, and the violation had been corrected. This was the first notice given for the same violation and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case is requesting the board propose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Is Benjamin L. Sr. or Sarah Wedby present?
Yes.
If you're going to speak, please give us your name and address, please.
I'm Benjamin L. Wedby Sr., 8 Burgundy Place.
Okay. Sarah C. Wedby, 8 Burgundy Place.
Okay, and what do you have to say in reference to this?
Adult children moved back in with us, along with an adult nephew. Too many cars for the driveway. I argued with them constantly about parking in the swales. I don't know if you have kids, but they don't always listen. So, but hopefully this is corrected now, and this won't happen again.
That's what we want to hear. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Make a motion to accept city recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Our next case is AI 13. Case number 20190080087. The City of Palm Coast versus Dorothy Solner, 3 Service Tree Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Code Officer Michael Hadd for City of Palm Coast. I'm entering. For the record, respondent or managing agent notified of this hearing and is present. I'm entering evidence to seize composite one, proving proper service, along with photos taken that show the conditions and the date and time is indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. 14th day of August, 2017, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and that case was closed. 8th day of October, 2017, a notice of violation was written. On reinspection, the violation corrected and the case was closed. 19th day of June, 2019, a notice of violation was written. On reinspection, the violation corrected. Current notice of violation was issued on August 2nd, 2019, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on August 2nd, 2019, the violation was not corrected. Proper notice of procedure filed in this and all cases. And recheck of the property being dropped before Code Board on the 17th day of October 2019. The violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation, property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, a no fine standing order recurring plus administrative cost to the city of $53.50.
Dorothy Solner present. You're going to speak on
her
behalf.
My name is Terry Went. I'm the daughter of Dorothy Solner. The kids that live in the house are my grandchildren, or my children, her grandchildren.
or she's got dementia and she isn't coherent, so I'm speaking for her. We've noticed we've had a couple complaints before, but...
We corrected you and moved to Oliver Johnson's.
Right. We moved all our stuff to Oliver Johnson's house, so we don't have to worry about anything in our yard or anything anymore. Other than that, I don't know what to say.
Were you here for the previous case?
We never had our previous case.
No. On the previous cases today, were you here?
Yes,
right
I was.
In the beginning? You noticed that person walked away with over $800?
Yes, we know, definitely.
So it can get severe.
Yes, it can.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you.
Next case at the same address, AI-14. The case number is 20190-80088. Also a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Dorothy Solner, 3 Service Tree Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
Good morning. Code Officer Michael Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and is present. I am entering evidence to see as composite one proving proper service along with photos taken to show the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 8th day of September 2015, a notice was written on reinspection, the violation was corrected. The 19th day of June 2019, a violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was written on the second day of August 2019, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on August 2nd, 2019, the violation was not corrected. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. Recheck of the property is conducted for code board on the 17th day of October 2019. The violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation of the property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. A motion B, fine violation order. I'm sorry, no fine standing order recurring plus $53.53 to the city.
Could the representative come back up for Dorothy Solner, please? And state your name and address.
Terry Went. I'm 4C Corp. It's 3 Service Street Place, Palm Coast, Florida.
And what do you have to say in reference to this case? This has been cleared up also?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yes,
all over
yes, it has. We don't keep him in the car anymore. Actually, my husband retired and my sons are working somewhere else, but yeah.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you. Our next case is AI-16, case number 20190-71604, the repeat violation, the City of Palm Coast versus Dorothy M. Glover, 23 Phillips Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
I'm called on.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm Code Officer Kakarowski for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present. I'm entering in evidence the city's composite providing the proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 11th day of April 2017. This violation was corrected. Violation notice for repeat number 3 was written on the 25th day of July 2019, given 0 days, fine daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of 7/25/2019 to 7/26/2019, in compliance on 7/26/2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 7/26/2019, and the violation is corrected. Based upon the testimony and the evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation and compliance, requesting a fine of $250 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $250, plus administrative cost of $70.50 to the city.
Is Dorothy M. Glover present?
I'm Barbara Glover. My mother, Dorothy Glover, she done passed away. We took care of the problem. We no longer park in the yard anymore.
Okay, the vehicle is parked properly now?
Yeah, the vehicle ain't even there anymore.
Okay. Violation has been corrected?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members? Question for you, since nobody made any comments. Does the vehicle belong to the person who passed?
No.
Okay. Do I hear a motion?
Make a motion to accept the city recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a fine order D for $250 for 1 day plus administrative costs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am. Our next case is AI 31. Case number 20190808889, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Rosando Peter Horsford Jr., 65 Whitehall Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Code Officer Risch for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and is present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. Notices were issued on 27th of October 15, 29th of September 16, 16th of August 17, 18th of September 18, and the current notice was issued on the 13th of August 19, giving 30 minutes to comply. A reinspection was conducted that same day and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the second day of December 19. The violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given on same violation for this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order, recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Is Rosando Peter Horsford Jr. present?
Everything he's saying is very true. It's my fault. I try to cut my lawn and everything. I had a lawnmower and my riding lawnmower. I had to put that in the shop. It cost me about $400. I try to use the walking walk behind lawnmower, and that got busted. I had to put both of them in the shop for a while. And I got everything back together now. I have to finish cutting everything there and working in the back. I should finish that in about 2 or 3 days.
Is the property in compliance now?
Not yet.
For the most part, I've spoken with him on several occasions. He's working to get it corrected.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order B with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, could the respondent please provide his name for the record?
Your name, sir?
Rosella Peter Rosser.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next case is AI 26. Case number 201908094-5, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Bajra and Iwana Adzimovic, 56 Raintree Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Code Officer Risch for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and are present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 19th of September 16th, a notice was issued. On the 6th of November 18th, a notice was issued. The current notice was issued on the 15th of August 19, 15 minutes to comply. Reinspection was conducted on that same day, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the second day of December 19, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, city's requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $5,350.
Is Mr. and Mrs. Adzimovic present?
No, I'm the writer there.
Come forward, please.
I've only been there since for years, so those other violations weren't me. I don't even know. Whoever lived there before.
Yeah, it goes towards the property.
Okay. So this was me, and I was using a trailer to haul a riding lawnmower from my father in Palatka just to cut the grass, and then took it back. I'm paying the neighbor to do my yard.
Is the trailer gone?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it hasn't been there since.
So the property is in compliance?
Yes.
Can you state your name?
Dawn Estrella.
And where you live?
56 Raintree Place.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept
the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am. Our next case is AI 1, case number 201902058. The City of Palm Coast versus Duran D. Moore Sr. and Mildred M. Clark, 44 Faith Lane, Land Development Code 11.03.01 paren A, general landscaping requirements. Good morning, sir.
I'm landscape specialist John Baudette for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present. I'm entering into evidence City Composite 1, proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the condition on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 15th day of May 2019, given 14 days to comply. I reinspected on the 30th day of May 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the third day of December 2019, and the property has not been corrected. The violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation.
What is the city's recommendation?
That's it. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property owner. based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case.
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask a question of the witness so we can get a little more clarity.
The city's requesting that the board impose the following. In motion C, fine violation order, I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day until the property is in compliance, plus the administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Is Duran D. Moore Sr. or Mildred M. Clark present?
Mr. Chair, I think the city's attorney wanted to ask some questions.
If I could ask this gentleman just a question, if that's all right with the board.
If you could
just describe to the board what the violation is and then what you believe would be necessary for the property to be brought into compliance and what you think is a reasonable period of time to do that.
The violation is tree density on the property. There is no trees on the property.
There's no trees on the property?
What's that?
There are no trees on the property?
None. Yeah, I issued a permit to remove the only tree that was on the property, and there's now none. He has to replace four trees for the density requirements for that square footage of lot.
So to cure the violation, the property would have to plant four trees? Is that what I heard you say?
That's correct.
And just so we're clear, I mean, are we talking about a certain type of tree, a certain size of tree?
Yeah, one tree has to be a shade type, and the other three has to be an understory type for the city's tree list.
Is that on your original violation, that telling him what needs to be put in there so that he's aware? But I'm sure that there's documents within the city code that tell them what needs to be put in there. Am I correct?
Yes, on the back of the permit is a list of trees that indicates.
Now, do you know if he removed the trees or?
And quantity.
Were they never there?
Were the trees ever there?
They were removed.
The only tree I seen when the tree removal request come in was that the only tree was cut down. The rest were gone.
Are there any questions from?
I guess I'm still confused. Did the property meet the tree requirement in the beginning, and then he took them all out?
It had to. You wouldn't have.
I mean, if the trees were never there, how would he know he's in violation?
On the back of the permit, I indicate how many trees he has to replace.
Now, you said replace again. I just asked how many trees were there, and you said he took one down.
There was only one there. Required by
the
code.
So the property was
to have
never
four trees on the property per the square footage of the lot.
So it was never in compliance.
It's one tree for every 2,500 square feet of the lot. The property is 11,000.
Okay, so essentially, correct me if I'm wrong, when he took down that one tree, it raised the flag that he didn't have the proper amount of trees.
Correct.
Up until then, he never had the required amount.
Well, every time there's a building that goes up, it has to meet the tree density. That's when they're building and stuff like that. Once it's all done and final, and they have a, you know, they allow to move in, then nothing is checked until somebody applies for a permit or this or that, then something is looked at again when it comes to tree density.
So it's been in violation for a long time.
It could have been.
Could have been.
Until he applied for the permit.
Got it.
Until they pulled the tree down.
Is it reasonable and fair to impose a requirement to plant four trees if he only ever had one and he removed the one? I mean,
well, that's up for us to determine.
The city is simply providing notice to this code board that the code does require for this size of a lot four trees. It came to the city's attention because a gentleman came in to get a permit to take down the remaining tree. When the property owner came in to take down their one remaining tree, the property owner was advised that the code requires replacement of trees to come into compliance. And that's what we're here for today, is to try to get the property owner to comply with the code by planting one shade tree and three understory trees.
Okay, can we see what the representative has to say?
It's like when you see the cases that come in front of you for building additions, that somebody bought a house and that it was there already. They have to come up to permits. They have to come up to compliance. It's the same thing. It's just.
And there's nothing to say that The trees were removed previously for whatever reason, but this one, the last one, required a permit, so he pulled a permit.
Right, he applied. There was a permit applied to remove a tree. We checked, we see that there was no tree density. As far as anyone removing trees before that, we have no record of it. No one applied for permits before that to remove anything that was there.
Excuse me. Is 5 days a reasonable period of time to plant four trees?
Yeah, it's been going on since back in April, May. If he's requiring more time, I mean, we can give him more time.
You should have been here.
Huh?
You should have been here if he's requiring more time.
Well, he's never requested more time.
I thought that's a gentleman.
But somebody is here for the problem.
From the city. He's from the city.
The cane, isn't that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Respondent's here, or somebody for respondent.
Okay. Were you sworn in, sir?
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
Raise your right hand, please.
If you'd look at me. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Please state your name and address.
My name is J.D. Morris, Sr. The address is 44 Faith Lane, Palm Coast.
Okay.
I inherited that property, and when I inherited the property, there was an orange tree, a tangerine tree, and a holly berry tree on the property. The fruit-bearing trees developed canker and had to be removed for that reason. The last tree, the tree that we're talking about, it had berries on it, these red berries. These red berries were falling off the trees, off of the tree. They were staining my patio, and my dog would go out there and eat them. He would get sick, and I'd have to go to the vet. The tree was also in danger of falling. I've seen that tree during a hurricane, and the thing was rocking all the way from the ground. So I had to have that tree removed. I'm retired. I'm retired from the D.C. Department of Corrections. I recently lost my wife, so I'm on a limited income. I did go to the nursery to inquire about getting the trees and having the trees put in. The cheapest estimate that I got was $963, which I simply do not have at this moment. I'm trying to renovate my house to get rid of some memories, really. And I simply do not have the money to, I don't have $963 at this present time to put these trees in.
5 days. Mm-hmm. So you need more than 5 days then?
Yeah, Satan, to be very sure, yes.
Do you have a suggested time frame?
I don't know. It's probably it won't be until the spring until I could get them in there. Like I say.
But your intent is to come into compliance.
Oh yeah, I will be in compliance when I can afford it. I mean, right now I simply cannot afford it. I'm living on a fixed income, and I only now have one income coming into the house.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Well, I would think giving the gentleman 30 days and allowing the trees to be put in incrementally rather than four all at once. Put the shade tree in, and then as the money comes available, put the next tree in, the next tree in, the next tree.
That would be acceptable.
Would that be acceptable?
That would be acceptable to me. I certainly couldn't even consider putting in the first tree until next month, until January. After getting my annuity check on the first of the month.
Mr. Reichman, would that be acceptable to the city?
Well, from a standpoint of enforceability, I think the cleanest way to do it would be to provide an amount of time where the gentleman with the court's with the board's approval, would have the funds, or you all believe it's reasonable to get the trees in. If you were to try to fashion an order that says, well, 30 days for the first tree and then another 30 days for the second tree, I mean, you can do that too. It's just a matter of going back and checking on it. Either way, it's just
yep, you also could do like 30 days, and if they have the if you have the first tree in, then you could extend the compliance time out another 30 days or something like that.
To make it more adjustable for everybody, we'll go 120 days. And we'll take it from there, I guess.
120 days?
120 days.
Okay. Yeah. Chairman, let me make a recommendation. I'm going to recommend that we require him to put in the first tree in 30 days and then the balance to come into compliance within 6 months.
Well, if the city's recommending now 120 days for all of them.
Yeah.
No, I'm not agreeing with that.
You don't agree with that? Okay.
No.
Okay. We have a motion.
That's a motion.
We have a motion on the floor to have the first tree put in within 30 days and the remainder of the trees to be put in within 6 months.
Mr. Chairman.
Do I hear a second?
Mr. Chairman. As I indicated, I'm an annuitant, and I will not be able to do anything until after the first of the year when I get a check, when I get my annuity check.
Okay. Would you then, sir, be in approval of giving you till May 1st, 6 months from now, to get it done?
Yes.
You want to change your motion?
I'll amend the motion, then. You'll come into total compliance within 6 months.
So the motion is to accept the city's recommendation with the exception of, instead of 5 days to comply, until May 1st, 2020 to comply, correct?
That's correct.
If it's not put in by May 1st, then I would recommend that the $50 per day go into effect after 6 months.
That's part of their recommendation.
That's part of the recommendation.
Do I hear a motion?
Motion accepted as stated.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second on the floor to give you 6 months to put in all the trees or pay $50 per day after the 6 months is up.
Well, technically, I think, Mr. Chairman, it's May 1st.
May 1st.
Six months would be a little different than that, but I'm quibbling.
May 4th. Would that be acceptable, sir?
Yes, it would.
And we're looking to you to comply, so.
It's not that I'm not trying to comply.
We understand.
We understand.
All right. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered, sir. You've got 6 months. Until May 4th. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI-2, case number 20190-80886. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Hung Nguyen, 20 Lima Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Number two.
Okay.
I am Code Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing, and I do not believe there's anybody here for it. Anybody? Okay. I'm entering the evidence. The city's composite one proven proper service along with the photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation on the same code on the 13th day of November 2017. And this violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number 2 was written on the 14th of August, 2019, given 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of August 14, 2019 to August 15, 2019, in compliance on August 15, 2019. A recheck on the property was conducted before code board on the August 15, 2019, and the violation was corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city requesting that the board impose the following, a motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 for 1 day in violation for a total of $100, plus administrative costs of $70 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 3, case number 20190813-01. A repeat case, the City of Palm Coast versus Michael and Sonia P. Atkinson, 13 Evanston Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 41-17A, trash containers.
Good morning. I'm Code Officer Nunes for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 11th day of April 2019. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was written on the 20th day of August 2019, given 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of 8/20/2019 to 8/21/2019, in compliance on 8/21/2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on 8/21/2019, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following: Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $50, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 4, case number 20190805-37, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Delisa L. Adomes, 12 Kaufman Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
I am Code Officer Nunes for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 18th day of March 2019, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 8th day of May 2019, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 11th day of June 2019, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 10th day of July 2019, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 8th day of August 2019, given 30 minutes to comply, reinspected on August 8th, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 5th day of November 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 5, case number 20190060024, a Massey case. City of Palm Coast versus Marissa A. and Michael Duran. 59 Blaine Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a trailer or boat or RV.
Good morning. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service and copy of the original board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 7th day of August 2019. The order was signed on the 14th day of August 2019, giving 1 day to come into compliance, or a fine of $50 per day until the property comes into compliance. The property and property owner was not present at the time. The property is now in compliance. The property was in violation from August 19th, 2019 to October 25th, 2019 for a total of 68 days at $50 a day for a total of $3,400. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following: Massey Motion F in compliance, plus an administrative fee of $69.50 to the city.
Is the owner aware of the severity of the claim?
I guess not. I never spoken to him or
never called or
nope.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. And that was a maximum of $3,400?
$3,400, correct.
Our next case is AI-7, case number 20190802229, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Charles and Anita Bloom, 18 Felter Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondents or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I am entering in evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 19th day of April 2019. That violation was corrected. The violation notice for the third repeat was written on the third day of August 2019, giving 0 days fine for every day occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of August 3rd, 2019 to August 4th, 2019, in compliance on August 4th, 2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on August 4th, 2019, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following: Motion D, repeat violation, in compliance, requesting a fine of $250 per day for 1 day for a total of $250, plus an administrative cost of $70.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-8, case number 20190-81268, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Devon S. Taylor and Luke A. Somerville, 36 Frontier Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and is not present. I am entering in evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the date or case are as follows, and I'll read the dates. The third day of October 2016, the 24th day of April 2017, the 8th day of May 2018, the 26th day of June 2019, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 20th day of August 2019, giving 15 minutes to come into compliance. Reinspected 15 minutes later on August 20th, 2019, and the violation was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 24th day of August 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following: Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, plus an administrative fee of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Deputy
City's
recommendation. Second.
Do I hear a second? I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
So ordered.
Our next case is AI-9, case number 20190802-17, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus George and Evelyn I. McDonald, 50 Rolling Fern Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
Good morning. Code Officer Mike Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. And for the record, respondent, the managing agent was notified this hearing is not present. I'm entering evidence of series composite one, proving proper service, along with photos taken to show the conditions and the date and time is indicated, and the facts of the case are as follows. First day of August 2017, a notice of violation was written. On reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Sixth day of April 2018, a notice of violation was issued. On reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. 27th day of June 2018, a notice of violation was written, and reinspection, the violation corrected, the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 4th day of August 2019, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on the 4th day of August 2019, the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedure was followed in this in all cases. Recheck of the property is conducted before code board on the 5th day of November 2019. The violation has been corrected. This is the 8th notice given for the same violation and property owner, but I have only referenced the last three cases with my pictures. Based upon testimony and evidence of this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order, recurring, plus $53.53 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
They got a reason that they keep coming up with repeat after repeat after repeat.
Recurrent. We had different officers involved with all the cases, and when I finally took over this area, I talked to the people, and it got to code board.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-10, case number 20190816-03, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Peter Ruiz and Jessica Bacon, 52 Sea Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
Court Officer Michael Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and is not present. I'm entering evidence of series composite one proving proper service along with photos taken to show the conditions and the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. 14th day of November 2017, a notice of violation was written. On reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. 12th day of May 2018, a notice of violation was written. Reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Third day of July 2019, a notice of violation was written, and the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. Current notice of violation issued on the 27th day of August 2019, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on August 27, 2019, the violation was not corrected. Proper noticing procedure was followed in this in all cases. It was reinspected on a weekly basis since the notice was written. Recheck the property is conducted for code board on the third day of December 2019. The violation has not been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation as property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence in this case, the city requesting the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus $69 administrative cost to the city.
There's more than one vehicle involved, is there not? And some of the pictures look like perhaps three vehicles?
At one time there were three back there. We're down to the truck.
That's what.
Are there any further questions?
Make a motion to accept city recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-11, case number 20190703-58. The City of Palm Coast versus Mark Samuelman, 25 Seattle Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat, trailer, or RV.
Code Officer Michael Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, respondent, managing agent was notified of this hearing and is not present. I'm entering evidence of city's composite one, proving proper service along with photos that show the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Current warning notice was written. Notice of violation was issued on the third day of July, 2019, giving one day to comply. Proper noticing procedure was followed in this case. It was reinspected on a weekly basis since the notice was written. Recheck of the property was conducted before the code board on the 15th day of November, 2019, and the violation was corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation as property and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence in this case, it is requesting the board impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus $53.53 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept
the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 12, case number 20190-80807, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Joseph G. Casanova, 53 Seattle Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle trailer or in the residential district.
Code Officer Michael Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. And for the record, respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and is not present. I'm entering evidence of city's composite one proving proper service along with photos. These photos show the conditions on the date and time as indicated and the facts of the case as follows. Respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 6th day of October 2014. That violation was corrected. This violation is violation repeat number 8 was written on the 13th day of August 2019, giving 0 days to comply. Fine daily for every occurrence until in compliance. Respondent was in repeat violation of the cited code for period of August 13th, 2019 through August 16th, 2019, in compliance on August 17th. Recheck of the property is conducted before code board on the 17th day of August 2019. The violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $1,250 a day for 4 days in violation for a total of $5,000, plus administrative cost to the city of $73.
Is he aware of...
Oh, yeah.
He is aware.
Oh, yeah. He's coming next month for the same thing. It'll be repeat number 9.
Are there
it'll
any...
It'll just keep mounting up. You don't care. I don't know the hell for
it. Do we put in for a raise now?
Yeah.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Our next case is AI 17, case number 20190-60476, a repeat case, the City of Palm Coast versus Yvonne M. Green, 13 Pine Grove Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108G, shed, fence, or wall maintenance.
Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. And for the record, the respondent and managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 25th day of October 2016 and a violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat one was written on the 11th of June, 2019, giving 5 days, fine daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of June 16, 2019 to December 3, 2019. The final recheck of the property was conducted before code board on December 3, 2019, and a violation has not been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion E, repeat, still in violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 171 days in violation for a total of $17,100 with a continuing fine until the property comes into compliance at an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Is there any question from the board members?
Has there been comments from the homeowner regarding the severity of this claim?
I don't think they really care. The fence isn't even, doesn't have any posts. It's just like
pieces
propped up with wood and everything else.
It's cheaper to fix the fence.
No, but they're aware of this. This house is a mess. You're going to be seeing more of them.
Looks like they're storing cars back there.
That's next month.
Are there any further questions?
Make
motion
a motion.
Accept the city's recommendation.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 18, case number 2019-070284. City of Palm Coast versus Peter and Andriana Lesniewski, 17 Pine Grove Drive A, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. And for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and is not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service, along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 12th day of April 2017, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 9th of July 2019, giving one day to comply, reinspected on the 16th of July 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. This property was checked on a weekly basis. A recheck of the property was conducted for code board on the 19th of October 2019, and a violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 19, case number 2019-070083. A repeat violation, the City of Palm Coast versus James C. Borgman, 5 Pine Hall Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat, trailer, or RV.
I'm Code Officer Kakarowski for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering into the evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 13th day of November 2018. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was given on the 29th day of June 2019, given 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in a repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of June 29, 2019 to July 9th of 2019, in compliance on July 10th, 2019. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board and on the 10th day of July 2019, and the violation is corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 11 days in violation for a total of $1,100 plus administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 22, case number 2019-071599. A repeat violation, The City of Palm Coast versus Finette B. Thomas, 5 Princess Dolores Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 16-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. And for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite warrant proving proper service along with photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 13th day of November 2018. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat one was written on the 25th of July 2019, giving 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of July 25th, 2019 to November 19th, 2019. In compliance on November 20th, 2019, recheck for the property was conducted for code board on the 20th of November 2019, and a violation is corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 118 days in violation for a total of $5,900. An administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Have there been any comments that they're behind this far and they've got this kind of a fine in front of them?
Once the lady got the hearing notice, she cut it. You know, I don't know. She cuts the front all the time, but she doesn't cut the back. And it comes to her being with a hearing for her to cut the back. I don't get it.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. But if we take a 10-minute break, we'll come back at 11:28. Let's call a code board meeting for December 4th back in session. We'll go to AI 25, case number 20190809-43, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Charlene A. McDuff, 32 Rainbow Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
Code Officer Risch for the City of Palm Coast. And for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Notices of violations were issued on the 12th of April 16, the 4th of June 18, the 8th of August 18, 15th of April 19. Those violations were corrected and the cases were closed. The current notice was issued on the 15th day of August 19, giving 30 minutes to comply. A reinspection was conducted that same day and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the second day of December 2019 and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for this same violation on property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, city's requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 27, case number 20190809-41. It's a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Wendy D. Tunnicliffe, 75 Raintree Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
Code Officer Risch for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering in evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. Notices of violation were issued on the 20th of June 16, the 8th of May, 18. Those violations were corrected and the cases were closed. Current notice was issued on the 15th of August, 19, giving 30 minutes to comply. A reinspection was conducted on that same day and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedure were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the second day of December 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for this same violation on property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members? If
motion
not, I'll accept the motion.
The city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 28, case number 20190809 42, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Wendy D. Tunacliffe, 75 Raintree Place, Palm Coast Code Section 41-11A, trash containers.
Code Officer Risch for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and are not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 20th of April, 17, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current notice was issued on the 15th day of August, 2019, giving 30 minutes to comply. Reinspection was done on that same day, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the second day of December 2019, and the violation has been corrected. The second notice given for this property and property owner on the same violation. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. The next case is AI 29, case number 20190-80892, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Kathy L. Villalano, 19 Webelo Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 13th of September, 18th, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 9th of April, 19, a notice of violation was issued. On reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 13th of August, 2019, giving 30 minutes to comply. Reinspection was conducted on that same date and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 2nd of December, 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 30, case number 20190-80216. The City of Palm Coast versus Peter and Reja Marisning, 33 Westminster Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
Code Officer Risch for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified in the hearing and are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the second day of August 2019, giving 10 days to comply. A recheck of the property was conducted on August 16th, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the second day of December 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. It's the first notice given for this violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order, recommend giving 5 days to comply, or a fine of $25 per day, and administrative costs of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Did you talk to anybody?
If not, I'll accept the motion.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry.
Get a question.
Did you talk to anybody?
No, the property was vacant for quite some time, and then I noticed people in it, and I researched it and saw that they had rented it, and then sent the notice out, and they hadn't responded to the notice.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Second. Motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. The next case is AI 32, case number 20190716222, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Michael Andrews, 59 Blair Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in the swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, a responding or managing agent notify this hearing or not present. I'm entering the evidence to cease composite proven proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 12th day of July 2019. This violation was corrected. The respondent was previously found. The violation notice for repeat number one was written on July 25th, 2019, given 0 days. Fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period between July 25th, 2019 to July 26th of 2019. It was in compliance on July 26th of 2019 when I rechecked the property before Code Board. That violation was corrected. Based upon testimony, I have submitted in this case the city's request from the board pose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day, and violation for a total of $100, plus administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 33, case number 20190716118, repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Jeanette Lofton, 136 Bud Hollow Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in the swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, responding or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering the evidence to cease composite proven proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions and the days indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 7th day of May 2019. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was written on the 25th day of July 2019, given 0 days. Fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period between July 25th, 2019 to July 26th, 2019, where it was found in compliance on July 26th, 2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on that date, and the violation was corrected. Based upon testimony, the evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 for 1 day, for a total of $100, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 35, case number 20190-71206, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Luis Claudio M. and Corinne Nova, 43 Burning Sands Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, responding or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering the evidence composite proving proper service along with photographs taken depict the conditions and the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On April 18, 2019, and on June 20, 2019, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 25th day of July, 2019, given 7 days to comply. I reinspected the property on August 1st, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I have a list of reinspection dates on 8-8 of 2019, 8-22 of 2019, and 10-3 of 2019. I rechecked the property before Code Board on the 31st day of October 2019 and found it had been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation of the property and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, the City's requesting the Board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus administrative costs of $53.50 to the City.
Are there any questions from the Board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the City's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the City's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case, AI 36, is sister case to the one we just had, case number 20190716-02, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Luis Claudio M. and Corinne Nova, 43 Burning Sands Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-34C. Parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, responding or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering the evidence composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken, depicting conditions and the dates indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On April 18, 2019, on June 20th of 2019, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 25th day of July 2019, given 7 days to comply. I reinspected the property on August 1st, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I have a list of reinspection dates on 8-8 of 2019, 8-22 of 2019, 9-12 of 2019, 10-3 of 2019, I rechecked the property before Code Board on the 22nd day of August 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case is requesting that the Board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus administrative costs of $53.50 to the City.
I have one question. In that yes. picture that's up there right now, is that three commercial vehicles?
Yes. Yeah, this was passed on to the business administration. They looked at it. They couldn't do anything with it. It's a taxi company that goes back and forth to Daytona. Since then, I have spoke to the property manager. The person who owns the property is basically out of the country, so they're representing, and they're in the process of evicting these people.
Are there any further questions from the Board members? If motion. Not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the City's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the City's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 38, case number 20190-51637. The City of Palm Coast versus Steve and Christine Hardegree, 28 Classic Court South, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford, City of Palm Coast, and for the record, a responding managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering the evidence composite, proving proper service along photographs taken the conditions on the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 28th day of May 2019, given 14 days to comply. I reinspected the property on June 11, 2019, and found that the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were filed in all cases. I have a list of reinspection dates on 7-16 of 2019, 8-12 of 2019, 9-9 of 2019, and 10-7 of 2019. On 11-14 of 2019, I noticed that the residents have moved out. That's where I placed it in compliance, where I rechecked the property. This is the first notice given for the same violation of property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 39, case number 20190511-57. The City of Palm Coast versus James E. Jr. and Sheil A. Keppel, trustees. 10 Cormorant Court, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39, residential rental program.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford, City of Palm Coast. For the record, responding or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering the city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken depict the conditions on the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 20th day of May, 2019, given 14 days to comply. I reinspected on June 11, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. List of reinspection dates on 7-16, 2019, 8-12 of 2019, 9-9 of 2019, 10-7 of 2019. I rechecked the property before Code Board on the third day of December 2019, and the violation had not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, she's requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, no fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 43, case number 20190713-48, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Alton Dixon, 61 Florida Park Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering evidence, city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken. These photographs taken depict the conditions and the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 12th day of December 2018. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for a repeat number 2 was written on the 24th day of July 2019, given 0 days. Fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for a period between July 24, 2019 to July 25th of 2019, in compliance on July 25th of 2019. Recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 25th day of July 2019, and the violation had been corrected. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, city's requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day for a total of $100, plus an administrative cost of $70 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Make a motion to accept the CD.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 45. Case number 20190704-50, City of Palm Coast versus Sean B. and Martina Adams, 30 Boulder Rock Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city composite one proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the cases are as follow. The current notice of violation was issued on the 8th day of July, 2019, given 1 day to comply. Reinspection on the 16th day of 2019 and the 22nd of November, 2019, the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 4th day of December, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and the evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus $5,350 administration cost to the city.
Any questions from the board members?
You've got a violation here for 4 months, but it's only a $53.
He just corrected it today.
Hey, 4 months.
That's what a phone call. He called us and had questions.
Any further questions?
Moved it.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 46, a sister case to the case we just heard. Case number 20190715-04, City of Palm Coast versus Sean B. and Martina Adams, 30 Boulder Rock Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat, trailer, or RV. Oh, they moved it to the front yard. Yes.
Well, that was a prior case, so he knew that he wasn't supposed to have it there. So I'm assuming that's why he put it in the backyard.
Much better. Much better.
I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified upon this hearing and are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city composite one, proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the condition on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follow. On the 15th day of June, 2018, a notice of violation was issued, and upon a reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 16th day of July, 2019, giving 1 day to comply. Reinspection on the 29th day of July, 2019, and the 22nd of November, 2019, the property is not in compliance. Proper notices and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 4th day of December, 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on the property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city requests that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, reoccurring, plus an administration cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 48, case number 20190804-50, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Julia Volnov, 7 Bresler Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city composite, one, proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follow. On the 28th day of June, 2016, 16th day of August, 2016, 8th day of September, 2017, 3rd day of August, 2017, the 2nd day of March, 2018, and the 12th of June, 2018, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 6th day of August, 2019, at 9:34 a.m., giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspect on the 6th day of August, 2019, at 10:35 a.m., and the property was not in compliance. Proper notices and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 12th day of August, 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the seventh notice given for the same violation on the property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fines, standing order, reoccurring, plus $5,350 administration costs to the city.
Any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 54, case number 20190-61754. The City of Palm Coast versus Christopher E. Olashek, 3 Rambay Place, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city composite one proving proper services along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follow. The current notice of violation was issued on the 28th day of June 2019, giving 10 days to comply. Reinspection on the 12th day of July 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 3rd day of December 2019, and the property has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation in order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day, plus $69 administration costs to the city.
Is there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 57, case number 20190-70791. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Christine L. Yakovic, 53 C Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city composite one proving proper service along with photographs taken and depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follow. On the 27th day of August 2018, on the 16th day of November 2018, notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 12th day of July 2019, giving 1 day to comply. Reinspected on July 19th, August 2nd, September 27th, November 1st, November 20th, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notices and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 3rd day of December 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the third notice given of the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 1 day to comply or a fine of $50 per day, plus $69 administration costs to the city.
Are you aware of what he's looking at?
He is. He's been spoken to before. He has that big white truck there every night. I live there, there.
What's his comment?
It's his work truck, and it's his transportation for work, so...
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 58, the last case, case number 20190-70888. City of Palm Coast versus R.S. Flagler Company, LLC, 74 Slumber Meadow Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city composite, one, proving proper service along with photographs that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follow. The current notice of violation was issued on the 11th day of July 2019, giving 14 days to comply. Reinspection on the 25th day of July 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notices and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 3rd day of December 2019 and the violation has not been corrected. This is first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day plus $69 administration cost to the city.
Is that a picture of snow on the roof?
I know, right? It was cold that morning. It was really cold that morning, but no, I don't
see. Frost on the roof.
Yep, little yeah. Frost.
Frost on the roof.
Is Santa Claus up there? No.
No, there's no chimney.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Is there any unfinished business?
None.
Is there any old business?
None.
Under new business, we will have the election of chairman and vice chairman, followed by a workshop on the sunshine laws. It will not be. The workshop will not be taking place today, but the election will.
Yes. If you write your choice for chair,
no
the person who gets the most for chair will be chair, and the second place will become vice chair.
This is just for chair.
No.
Chair.
You've gotten pretty slick with these now.
Not that tug.
Attention.
The attention mounts,
attention
right?
Attention.
Do we have a? Do I hear a drum roll? In the
This was a victory celebration.
Your campaign.
I only have $54.3 billion left over, so.
I don't know if there's any hanging chads, and we'll throw those out. But.
Are you sweating? Are you sweating this out?
Okay.
I've been a Kent alternate for 2 years now.
Okay. Congratulations, Mr. Mugford. You've been re-elected chair, and Mr. Roberts, you are the vice chair.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.
Right.